The common sense, everyday concept of the physical world is something I refer to as the box, which is the sense that we're in this universe that is composed of three space dimensions extending infinitely in all directions, and time passing uniformly through space. That's the common sense view of things. And in this box, there are material objects bouncing off each other, and we, through physics, we understand how they bounce off each other and what they're likely, the way they're likely to bounce next. And some of these physical objects have something called consciousness inside of them. And in the box concept, we think of consciousness as some sort of complicated neurological process, a bunch of electrons dancing around in the brain somewhere that create this thing we call consciousness. But the box began to fall apart about 100 years ago with the discovery by Max Planck that energy is not perfectly continuous. It was always assumed that energy was just a substance that was out there in the world that could be divided up as many times as you wanted it to be divided into smaller and smaller parts. But Max Planck discovered that energy can only be divided so far until you get down to little tiny, teeny pieces of energy, and it comes in little bundles and little packets and little packages that he named quantum, the quantum. So that energy is something that is divided up into pieces and into indivisible pieces that cannot be further divided. And space and time and mass are the same way. A few years later, Werner Heisenberg came along with his well-known Heisenberg uncertainty principle, in which he stated that if you know where a subatomic particle is, you can't know how it's moving. You can't know its momentum. And if you know its momentum, you can't know where it is. So essentially what he was saying is that